Well, in the evening of Wednesday, the Shilluk and Dinka youth people community got into quite a serious fight. A serious fight that prompted the UN police to come and to defuse the crowd and the tension by throwing tear gas. Unfortunately, there were casualties and fatalities. Our pre-assessment is 5 dead and 30 injured. We've been immediately reacting by stepping up our patrols, our admin patrol within the camp, but also admin patrol, military patrols outside of the camp, in the vicinity of the camp, but also securing a certain number of areas, but also having the United Nations police continuing to try to ensure law and order inside the compound. We are very shocked at what happened. There have been a fire from outside the camp. As you know, one has to respect the sanctity and the integrity of UNSS and UN personnel. Not doing that may constitute a war crime. The situation, as I'm talking, seems to have calmed down. It is still tense and volatile, but things are improving.
Is this the first time that this kind of intercommunal violence has occurred in a UN camp in South Sudan?
It is the first time that the violence, intercommunal violence, has occurred on such a scope and to this extent.
I mean, what kind of effect has this had on the civilians who are seeking protection under the UN banner? It must have been extremely unsettling for everybody there in the camp.
Well, there was fighting in the camps and people started fleeing. They were obviously scared. It is quite a paradox that they've come to a UN compound to seek protection and end up under fire.
Obviously, it's slightly alarming that there is intercommunal violence like this, which in a way sort of mirrors the wider civil war conflict that's going on around the whole country.
Well, it's a very, very heavy conflict. But Narakal is a bit specific because it involves three communities. Three communities is always two against one, whatever way you take it. So it makes the equation a bit more complicated than in other areas where the problem is between only two communities. Although, unfortunately, the conflict has been going far too long in this country, and we call for the peace agreement to be implemented as soon as possible so people can return back to their homes, and especially including those living in our bases, where there are around 200,000 of them.